Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus died.
Welcome to another new edition of Gospel Gold. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I am so glad you have joined us tonight. It is October the 4th, 2021, and you are listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. We thank God for you being in the house tonight. We have a very interesting program. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Gospel Gold is not just another music program. It is a program that is designed for the preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We believe that all the music that we have produced on these American shores has its root in traditional African-American gospel music. It was through work songs and field hollers. These are the basic elements of the spirituals. And from the spirituals came gospel, blues, jazz, rock and roll, and even the music that we have today. It all tells the story of a people who are resilient, who overcame all the adversities that were set before them, a people who believed in God and had understanding that God would give them the strength to keep on keeping on and become a great people in a foreign land. This is what Gospel Gold is all about. Every Monday night we come and we celebrate Black history, bringing you the very best in what our people have achieved in the gospel recording industry. This is not a contemporary gospel program. It is a program that is designed to preserve the historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We'll talk more about that. If you would like to know more about Gospel Gold, you can go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page, the groups page at Gospel Gold, Facebook, and you can find more information about the Gospel Gold program. There you will also find some of the music that we play here on Gospel Gold. You'll find articles about various gospel artists, and you'll find the link each week for the Gospel Gold program. All of the programs here on Blog Talk Radio are archived. That means that you can go to the Gospel Gold group's Facebook page and find the program that you would like to hear. Click on that, and it would take you directly to that program. Or you can go to the Blog Talk Radio website and put in Gospel Gold in the search portal. Either way, you will find Gospel Gold. So we invite you to go to the Gospel Gold group's Facebook page, join the page, and be a part of the Gospel Gold community. As you know, we start out each night with prayer. I hope you don't mind. Pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We pray God's blessing upon those who are listening over the internet, those who are listening by phone. We ask God that something be said tonight, something be played tonight that will encourage your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in your name. Amen and amen. We have a very interesting program tonight. Tonight we're going to be talking about early gospel recording labels. We feature many artists over the season, and we've also done a segment on gospel labels earlier last season. But I wanted to continue that again this season. And so tonight we're going to talk about two or three, if we have the time to talk about two or three of those gospel labels. So we're going to play this, and then we're going to come back and I'll introduce our program for the night.
Thank you, thank you. You're not only looking at America, but you're looking at history here now.
Yeah.
The oldest teenage group in America. We trust that you enjoy this little number. Dig a little deeper. Yeah. Nero to thee.
Nero to thee.
I long to be.
I long to be.
That was the Fairfield Four, Dig a Little Deeper. Tonight we are talking about the early gospel recording labels. And there have been many, but if we talk about that, we got to talk about the history. And when we talk about that, we have to talk about Black Swan Records. Black Swan Records was a jazz and blues-based label founded in 1921. By a black businessman by the name of Harry Pace. The label, known as the first black-owned record label, was named after Elizabeth Greenfield, a famous 19th century black vocalist who was referred to as the Black Swan because of her voice. The label had its own distribution. It's not quite sure that Pace owned his publishing as the owner of Black Swan, but before starting the label, he co-founded Pace and Handy Music with the father of the blues, W.C. Handy, and then he stepped down. Black Swan's roster included Ethel Waters. Fletcher Henderson worked for a while on the label as a pianist and a manager. Bessie Smith was on that label. You may recognize Black Swan label as the label she decided not to sign with early in her career if you saw the Bessie Smith story. The label went bankrupt after 3 short years and was discontinued after it was purchased by Paramount Records in 1924. Interesting side note, W.E.B. Du Bois was Pace's college professor and mentor, and he was a stockholder in that label, Black Swan Records. That was the first African-American-owned recording label in 1921. And then if we want to talk about the longest running black record label, we have to talk about Tri-Scott Records. Tri-Scott Records was founded by Craig Tyson and Dr. Leonard Scott in 1976 to record the church choir, the Christ Church Apostolic Radio Choir. It now stands as the oldest black-owned gospel recording label in the nation. Dr. Scott and Dr. Tyson established Tri-Scott Records as a recording vehicle for their local church project. Leonard Scott operated Tri-Scott from offices in his dental practice. The company faced hard times in the beginning phase, and sometime later, Craig Tyson decided to relinquish his share in the company. In the 1980s, the label gained momentum by signing such artists as Reverend Billy Sawyer and the Christian Tabernacle Choir, along with Robert Turner and the Silver Hearts. In 1988, Scott's son, Baron Scott, was hired as the label's general manager. During the 1980s and 1990s, Tri-Scott Records experienced tremendous growth and success, mostly due to recordings of new artists at the time. And that new artist was Reverend John P. Key and the New Life Community Choir. Their records hit the charts, first recording in 1992, We Walk By Faith. The company faced severe crisis in 93 when their distributor, Spectra, filed for bankruptcy and left owing Tri-Scott Records over $500,000 that had been guaranteed from the sales of their product. This meant in turn that Tri-Scott Records would not be able to pay its artists or its bills. Today, Tri-Scott Records has a roster of artists who boast a national international following. Such artists have recorded on Tri-Scott as Dietrich Haddon, The Voices of Unity, Rance Allen, Bishop Leonard Scott, Shirley Murdoch, Rodney Bryant, The Anointed Pace Singers, Bishop Terry Trotter, Bishop Noel Jones, and the City of Refuge Sanctuary Choir, DeAndre Patterson, and many, many more. These were the African-American labels. Now, I want to go into the other labels that were not necessarily owned by African Americans, but made their bread and butter from the African American music. One such company was called Peacock Records. If you are a gospel fan, then you will certainly know Peacock Records. Peacock was an African American record label started in 1949 by Don Robey in Houston, Texas. His first recording was Hound Dog by Big Mama Thornton. It was a hit for Peacock in 1953. Other significant rhythm and blues artists who owned Peacock was called Marie Allen, James Booker, Clarence Gatemouth Brown, Little Richard, Memphis Slim, former gospel singer Jackie Burdell. The label also dabbled in jazz, releasing albums by Betty Carter and saxophonist Sonny Criss. In 1952, Roby gained control of Duke Records, label of Memphis, Tennessee, and it became Duke Peacock Records. For a time in the early 60s, Peacock released gospel music only, issuing singles and albums by some of the most famous gospel artists, the Dixie Hummingbirds, the Mighty Clouds of Joy, the Five Blind Boys of Mississippi, Reverend Cleophas Robinson, and many, many more. Tonight we are talking about these great labels that brought such great music to our people. And so tonight I wanted to play some of those songs that came from that label. One of them is a song by, excuse me one second. I'm trying to, and those of you who would like to speak to us directly in the studio, you can call area code 845-241-9839, area code 845-241-9839. I'm getting some phone calls in, and I was pausing for that. So we're going to play just a few records that were recorded on the Peacock label. We're going to play Jackie Verdell, Kumbaya, and then we'll also play the Loving Sisters, and we'll play some others, and we'll come back after that.
At this time, there's one of the former Davis sisters. Would you welcome Miss Jackie Verdell? Come on, Davis City, she's on the table.
Kumbaya, my love, kumbaya, kumbaya, my love, kumbaya, kumbaya, my love. Kumbaya, oh Lord, kumbaya, come on by here, my Lord, come by here. Come on by here, my Lord. Come by here. Come on, come on by here, my Lord. Come by here. Somebody needs you, Jesus. Come out here. Somebody needs you, Jesus. Come out here. Come by here. come by here. We cannot do nothing, master, until you come by here. Until you come my head. Oh Lord, come on by here. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Feel at home in the world.
That was the Loving Sisters, recorded in 1974 on the Peacock label. If you'd like to call in tonight, you can do so at area code 845-241-9839. I do have a caller on the line. Area code 414-1471. Are you on the line?
All right. Good afternoon. Good evening, Reverend Rogers. How are you?
Good evening, Dr. Rogers. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. Doing good.
I am so glad you have called in. Dr. Rogers has a program that comes on Tuesday night called the Black Reality Think Tank. You can find it on the Time for Awakening website. Dr. Rogers is a historian, and I'm sure that he can add something to this conversation. We're talking about early gospel recording labels. And, of course, we talked about Black Swan Records. I spoke to you about that earlier yesterday, I think. We talked about the founding of Black Swan. You want to add anything to that?
Well, first of all, I want to applaud you on, focusing on this area of music, of gospel music, through those record labels, which is extremely critical, because obviously it is the labels that are going to be responsible for producing and putting forth the music, into the public's eye. You know, mm-hmm. if you were to go into any archive of a museum or anything like that, all of those songs are archived based on two things, the label or either the artist.
Mm-hmm.
And that artist obviously would have to be somebody that would be very popular to make it easier to get access to it. But the labels, like you were playing some of those songs tonight, I've never heard of those folk, but it's because of the label that you are able to listen to them and know who they are. So that's a real good approach. I really applaud you for doing that. And plus, there's a lot of history behind record labels and what they do and how they come about and who owns those labels and how they have carried forth over time. And so I really, it's a layered conversation. And so I definitely applaud you for breaking that ice tonight and looking at labels as a way of doing that. And that's not only just in gospel, blues, jazz, R&B, all of that is based on the label. The artist is important, don't get me wrong, and the genre of music is important, but when it comes to cataloging and being able to historically go back and understand, it's those record labels that really count. So I applaud you for that.
Well, thank you so very much. Thank you, Dr. Rogers. I know that those labels are very important, particularly in the fact that many of the artists did not get adequately compensated because of the labels. A lot of the labels use the black music to build their company. And then once they built their company, they went into more secular music. One such label that I want to talk about again tonight is a label called Specialty Records. Specialty Records was founded in Los Angeles in 1945 by Art Rupe. It was known for rhythm and blues, gospel, and early rock and roll, having recorded Little Richard, Guitar Sam, Percy Mayfield, Lord Price. Rupe also used the name Jukebox Records, but changed it to Specialty when he started the company with a couple of other partners. Rupe's daughter, Beverly, restarted the label in 1980. The major producers for the label were Rupe, Robert Bumps Maxwell, Johnny Vincent, J.W. Alexander. Rupe was known for hating the practice of payola, but in 1953, the only way for Specialty to remain competitive was to pay like everybody else. I don't know if you understand what payola is. I suggest you go back and look that up, and you will find what payola was all about. Specialty was also owned music companies such as Vince Record for BMI licensing and also Greenwich Records, which is an Ascot licensing company as well. The label also sold its rights to Fantasy Records in 1991. Is now part of the Concord Music Group. See, we're going through about five or six different groups, and this is how that money gets mixed up and gets messed around. When they sell one label to another company, to another company, to another label, and you find out that a lot of the artists, particularly the early artists who recorded on some of those labels, they recorded beautiful music, great, great music, but a lot of those record labels built their bread and butter off of African American music. Black labels did it as well as white labels, and one of the things that we must understand is that some of the best music that we have today was on those labels, such as this one right here. I know you'll know it.
Oh, there was a woman in the Bible days. She had been sick so very long. But she heard my Jesus was passing by, so she joined the gathering throng. And while she was pushing her way through, someone asked her, "What are you trying to do?" She said, "If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole." She cried, no more to spare. The doctors, they done all they could, but their medicine would do no good. When she touched him, the Savior didn't see, but still he turned around and cried, "Somebody touch me." She said, "It was I who just want to touch the hem of your garment. I know I'll be made whole right now." She stood there crying, "Oh,
oh, Lord. get dark. Don't leave me, Lord. Said you'll be a light in darkness. Said you'll be a friend when my friends turn their back on me. You said you'd stay there, Lord. You wouldn't leave me. Now, Jesus.
Was the great Sam Cooke and the Soul Stirrers. Dr. Rogers, Sam Cooke and the Soul Stirrers made so much money for Specialty Records. I'm talking about millions and millions of dollars. And I guarantee you he never saw a fraction of that. What do you think that is? How does that tie into this thing that we go through when people try to steal our culture?
You know, I think that really speaks to the way we live. A lot of times we go into, like, a lot of these musicians were very talented, and they had independent talent and greatness, but they didn't have the resources. And mm-hmm. So what happens is a lot of times when they hook up with these labels and so forth, the labels are able to make the difference in terms of their resources. Let me give you, for example, like, you may have an artist good, and they have a great voice. They have even an art for writing music, but they need to have certain instruments. They need to have certain types of music structures in terms of their playing and promoting their music, but they may not have the money to bring to that. Let me give you an example. Ray Charles. Ray Charles did a lot of local groups, you know, maybe about a quintet, you know, mm-hmm. he may have a sextet, nothing usually larger than that. But he had gotten to the point where he wanted to spread out, and he needed an orchestra. Well, he couldn't afford an orchestra, you know, because at that time, you know, an orchestra would have cost a lot of money. So he had to switch over to ABC Records. He had to leave the little small label that he was, go over to ABC Records and get ABC Records to back him up, and then they would provide the orchestra.
Right.
And
I remember that.
He mm-hmm. was able to do some things that he wanted to do that he could not have done in a smaller group. And allow Aretha Franklin the same way, you know. So what they end up doing is they control how you make your money, how you're going to use it and spend it, and you know they can approve it and not approve it. You know, just so many things they could do in terms of you traveling. That's why today, unfortunately, a lot of these local young artists are trying to control their own label.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it takes resources. It takes money. You got to have people to back you up, you know. And so now you got a lot of, like, for instance, Jay-Z and some of those groups out of Atlanta. They're backing up a lot of these small rap artists because
right.
of the fact that, you know, they're independent, they're good, but they got the money.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen that done, you know, in a lot of cases. So that's what that was all about. I think it was just the resources of that. Sam Cooke was, man, the voice of Sam Cooke, you got to be kidding me.
Right.
But in order to travel, to go different places, or and even order to make a record, takes money. And
it
a lot
does.
Of times you don't have it, and mm-hmm. the label has it. So the label will control it, and they take, you know, lion share. And that's,
right.
that's what we see. So that's why I said I really applaud you for focusing on those labels, because those labels are really what dominates the industry. You know,
it really is.
And dominates how music is played and sung. And now, you know, these streaming services are even more so. You know, Apple, Amazon Music, Spotify, they control in the game now. Because without
exactly.
them, you can't play your music. How many people listen to the radio? A lot of people don't listen to radio anymore.
That's right. You're absolutely right.
It's these yeah. streaming services.
Right.
Right. It's how we get our music.
Amen
so,
to that. You're absolutely right.
That's
the resources. That's the resources, huh? That's
resources.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. You're listening to Gospel Gold. On Blog Talk Radio. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can do so by emailing us at gospelgoal@songwriter.net, gospelgoal@songwriter.net. If you would like to be a contributor to a Gospel Goal, you can do so. We do have a Cash App. It starts with $. And the one word, Gospel Goal, the two G's are capital. The two G's are capital. You can be a supporter of Gospel Goal tonight. Here is the original Gospel Harmonettes on Specialty Records, recorded in 1954. He's Calling Me.
Top. didn't want to go. I didn't want to go. All at once, something happened. A beat got alive.
Beat got alive.
Soul got a habit.
Soul got a habit.
I began to feel all right.
Began to feel all right.
I went running to Jesus.
He's calling me.
Tell him my bin didn't need.
He's calling me.
I said, Lord, I'll save you.
He's calling me.
If you'll just give me.
He's calling me.
I confess my sin.
He's calling me.
Start living like a Christian.
He's calling me.
I got my orders from heaven.
He's calling me.
Now I'm working on my mission.
He's calling me.
Cause I heard God call me.
I'm too close to turn back into a world of sin. And I wouldn't take nothing for my journey right now. Lord, you know I'm just gonna make it to heaven. I'm too close, almost reached my goal. I said I'm too close to finally saving my soul. I'm too close. Hallelujah. And I can't
turn around.
No,
no,
I can't
turn around.
I'm too close. I can almost see my God's face. Yeah, I'm too close. I'll tell the world that I love His grace. I'm so close because He's holding to my hand, and I know He'll lead me to that land. I'm too close. I want to see my old mother again. Hallelujah. I'm too close to miss shaking hands with all my friends. I'm too close. Ever since that Friday. And I can't
turn around.
I promised the
Lord
that I wouldn't
turn
around. That was Alex Bradford, recorded in 1954 on the Specialty label. Well, beloved, looks like our time is almost coming to an end. I hope you enjoyed our program tonight. We talked about some good labels tonight. We talked about Black Swan. Go back and research that, the Black Swan record label. Also, Tri-Scott record label. Go back and check them out as well. We talked about Specialty Records, and we talked about Peacock Records. One-hour program just cannot do it justice, but we hope that you get some type of idea as to what the program was about when we highlighted the early gospel recording labels. Now, last season, we did a special on the Savoy label, and we also did a special on the VJ label. Those were two other labels that we featured last season. If you can go back into the Gospel Gold Facebook page, you may find that program as well. Dr. Rogers, I thank you so much for being on the line with us tonight. Anything you can say to wrap this program up?
I'm sorry?
Is there anything you could say as we wrap our program up?
Well, no, I just say that I think you can keep going at this, because I think what you'll find and discover that the more that you get into understanding that label and your audience, your listening audience, it won't decrease your appreciation for this music and the significance of the music, but it will help you also better understand how things are. So I think you should even go further and explore some of the socioeconomic conditions behind record labels and things like that. There's a lot of areas to still cover. So I definitely you started with a good approach. I would just suggest you continue.
Thank you. Can you tell us a little bit about your program on tomorrow night?
Yes, we are going to take a look at an astronomical amount of local community street crimes that are happening throughout our city. I live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and it's just unbelievable at the number of crimes that are occurring in our city among particularly young people, 14, 15. Last night, two young children were shot and killed sitting in a car, 11-year-old or 5-year-old. Guys riding down the street shooting guns. So we need to look at that as a community. We need to ask ourselves, how do we stop this? You know, and then just do something. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow.
And what time is that?
That starts at 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern.
And you can go to the Time for Awakening search
timeforanawakening.com, or either you can listen via phone, which is the 215 area code, 490-9832. And I repeat it again, 215 area code, 490-9832. We'd love to have you listen and participate and give your input.
Amen. Thank you so very much, Dr. Rogers, for being with us tonight. We pray that all of you who are listening tonight, those of you who hear this program long after it has been recorded, that you will begin to listen more to the records and pay attention to the record labels, particularly those early record labels that brought forth such great music from all of our people. We thank God for you tonight. We pray that you will have a great week. We're going to go home with one of the biggest hits from Peacock Records by the Pilgrim Jubilees, called The Old Ship of Zion.
Tis the old. I want everybody to listen to me. Ship of Zion. Tis the old. Ship of Zion. Step on board. Just
everybody wanna see him. All you got to do is step on toe.